So are you, do you have kids paying back student loans? Are you still paying back student loans? The three-year pause on federal student loan payments ends October the 1st. About 28 million borrowers, once again, are on the hook for student loans. That is, of course, unless they start canceling them all out. I don't know where that ends up. But joining us now on a Money Monday, our friend Ed Butowski, money manager, financial strategist, the guy puts on a superhero cape with a dollar sign on it. And we say hello. Good morning, Ed. How you doing?
Good morning. Thanks for the introduction.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Nobody else said it about your cape that you wear. I don't know if you wanted people to know that.
I try to keep it quiet, but I'm happy you brought it up.
Okay, there you are. So what's the average student loan debt in America? Is it $100,000? Is it that high?
No, it's about $37,000. Those people who have graduate degrees, like medical degrees and law degrees, they're much, much higher. But about $37,000. But you know, when you start amplifying that over the number of people that have these loans, it's a very big number.
And of course, as we remember, everything was paused. It was COVID and everything. I mean, everything changed. But now they're going to have to start paying them back. Unless, of course, they do this cancellation, debt cancellation thing. What's the latest we know on that?
Well, the Biden administration continues to try to find ways to get other Americans to pay for people that they don't know's education. And I don't understand it because, you know, I grew up in a world where you make an obligation and you fulfill that obligation. And, the pandemic, was awful, and I understand why they stopped having the payment. But the pandemic's over, and people have gone back to work. And if they didn't go back to work, they should have been prepared to not have a job. But they still made that obligation. And the people like myself, I did not make the obligation to pay for somebody that I don't know their education. I paid for my kids' education. I don't need to pay for somebody, in Des Moines.
Yeah, yeah. Let's just say you have a $30,000 debt. You fully intend to pay it back. You're graduating. Maybe you've already graduated this spring already. I mean, we're getting into that time. Smartest way to deal with your student loan debt?
Well, what is to have a sinking fund, meaning have a certain fund that you put money away to because you should have, figured this out before you decided. Hopefully you didn't take a basket weaving class and you took a class with money, and that you just fulfill your responsibility. You make it like, it's like a tax on your career, but it is. And it's something that you agreed to in order to get that further education.
Yeah, if they start canceling student loan debts, and I mean, think of the precedents this set. Moving forward, that just means you're going to have to keep doing it, doesn't it?
Well, that means that anybody who's taking out a student loan now is going to think, well, my goodness, my older brother had his student loan not paid for, so why do I have to pay for it? And then we live in a society where nobody takes responsibility for anything they say or do.
Yeah. Well, I think we're kind of there already in a lot of ways. Ed Butowski on a Money Monday. We're talking student loans because I think we had this conversation the other day. I think it just starts a snowball effect because, okay, student loans, we forgive that. It's not going to be the only thing. Now somebody else is going to say, well, what about my truck payment? And the argument could be made that, I took this loan out to get this truck because it helps me haul my tools around. I didn't realize that the need for my service was going to be this low, and I'm still struggling to get my business off the ground. And once I do get it off the ground, that's going to help the bottom line of the economy. So maybe you ought to pay for my truck. That follows the same sort of logic, doesn't it?
It does. In fact, that's a very interesting point because they could say, well, look, I'm creating tax revenue, so if you want me to continue to create tax revenue, you got to pay for my truck. It's a really slippery slope that in this world that when we start to hear about something, next thing you know, it's going to start to happen, just like it did with transgender. Which all of a sudden you're talking about, oh my goodness, that's not going to happen. And then next thing you know, you're having Title IX being disavowed. So when you start to hear about something, it starts to happen, and then before you know it, it's happening, and then it's part of your society.
And that's the way I think there's so much now. I mean, you look 10 years ago, just 10 years ago, when, I mean, things were way different even then. And I hate to, I'm always saying, I'm not the guy to go, you know, back in my day, by golly. Yeah, no, I get it. We got technology and we've got all of this. But in the last 10 years, look at how much has changed. Electric cars, which they're finding out nobody wants. Everything. We're in a big, big upheaval kind of time. But then again, you know what, Ed? Then I wonder, is it just me? Does every generation think they're in a big upheaval time?
Yeah, I remember when I saw videos of when Elvis shook his hips, and people were like, oh, my goodness, how crazy. You know, we just give a little bit and give a little bit more and give a little bit more, and all of a sudden the whole world is different.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to sound like a staunch conservative, but I sound like
sure
one of the more.
You know, here's the thing. I don't see people will poo-poo the idea. If you say, well, I don't know, it's not like a staunch conservatives, why not? I mean, we need more of those voices, I think, to stand up and go like, look, you took the loan, pay it. Whatever you have to do, get an extra job. But you took the loan. As much as charitable as I'd like to be, and there's so many other ways to get money, you can get scholarships, you can get grants, you can get you can work on campus. We were just talking about this. You can work on campus, I think, for the most part, couldn't you? I did.
Well, of course you can. And then that could go towards your tuition. I mean, my business partner, I offered one day to pay off a very little bit that she had left on her student loan, and she got really upset with me because she had such pride that she was going to pay it off herself. And we need more of that.
This one thing, yeah, there's a sense of pride and ownership of I'll make my own decisions, I'll pay my own bills, thanks a lot. We need more of that. I thank my dad for instilling those values. I mean, are we losing, Ed, do you think, are we losing this idea of pull yourself up by your own bootstraps, so to speak? And we were always good at that here in the United States.
And everybody, you know, kind of kicks the can down the road and allows other people to take responsibility for decisions they've made. And, you know, we're definitely losing this country to this woke ideology.
Yeah. Internationally recognized expert in the investment wealth management industry. Something I know very little about, Ed, but that's why we have guys like you, financial strategist, money manager. What's the big lesson you teach your kids? Is there, I know you'd probably instill a lot, but what's the one big thing you tell your kids?
Stop asking daddy for money.
Well, what was it you cut out there?
To stop asking daddy for money.
I get the idea, though. You taught that early. I bet they didn't do that so much.
Oh, no. My daughter, who just recently got married, still finds ways to ask for money.
Well, you know. It's like Sammy Hagar said to his kids, look, I'm rich, you are not.
I like it.
All right, Ed. Hey, thanks a lot. We're up on time, pal. Ed Butowski on a Money Monday. We'll talk again, okay? See you later. 1320 WILS.